So say if you were bottling some liquid, maybe wine or something like that, something that you might use to put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling all over the place.
Yeah.
And say, I know you mentioned yesterday, you were talking about, I think you did, about bags, sacks, and that sort of thing. What sort of, what would you call the thing that maybe potatoes or fertilizer or something like that would come in nowadays?
Well, your fertilizer comes in a malta bag.
What kind of bag?
A malta bag.
What is that exactly?
That's three bags in one.
Different layers or?
Yeah, there's paper on the inside, and then you have the plastic, and then paper on the outside. And your potatoes come in a mesh bag. A long time ago, we had the burlap bags and the tow sack. Yeah. And tow sacks, you got your oats, you know, feed oats, and horse feed, jingles, brands, shorts. Now then, they all come in paper bags.
Talking about oats, you ever hear people talk about, you know, in reference to what they do to oats in order to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, combines separate them too, but a long time ago, they had the thrashers. Mm-hmm. The thrasher would move from one farm to another farm, from one community to another community, you know.
That's it.
And used to be quite a deal. Start out with the thrashers in West Texas, and go up through Kansas and Nebraska, you know. It was hard work, but boys made the spending money to go to school on.
Right. You know, and talking, getting back to sacks for a minute, in my part of the country, what you call a tow sack, most people call a croaker sack. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I think it's the same thing. Tow sacks made out of kind of a heavy cloth material.
Yeah.
Kind of rough and coarse.
Yeah.
All those croaker sacks. What about, you know, if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill to be ground, the amount that he could take at one time? Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
No.
Or it may have been mentioned in reference to the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time. Might have been the same thing. Does that ring a bell?
No, sure doesn't. I know when we used to go to the grist mill, we always carried a bushel of corn at a time. Of course, you had to pay your toll out of that bushel of corn. You usually get back about three quarters. They charged about a quarter for grinding.